now more than ever, you need a source of news you can trust. And you have such a source in WYPR. Members are our most important source of funding, and we need you now more than ever so we can continue to keep you informed amid the pandemic with honest, accurate journalism. You can make a pledge at WYPR.org. If you're a sustaining member, consider an additional gift or increasing your monthly pledge. We could not be here without you, and we thank you so much.
Many of us worry that we will not have the financial capacity to actually retire. We are living longer, which is a good thing, but our lives are also increasingly expensive, and many of us do not have an extensive financial safety net. Accordingly, record numbers of Americans older than 65 are working, now nearly 1 in 5, as indicated by the Washington Post. That proportion has risen steadily over the past decade and at a rate far in excess of any other age group. In the year 2000, about 2 million senior citizens worked. Today, that figure is around 9 million. True, some work by choice and love what they do, but millions of others are entering their golden years with disturbingly fragile finances. This is partially attributable to fundamental changes in the U.S. retirement system, which has been shifting responsibility for retirement savings from employer to employee. On top of that, the two most recent recessions served to devastate personal savings, and with interest rates so low in recent years, it has been difficult for retirees and pre-retirees to generate investment income safely. Social Security helps, of course, but some analysts conclude that these benefits have lost about a third of their purchasing power since 2000. Nearly 20% of Social Security recipients 65 and older have no other income. Given this set of circumstances, perhaps polls indicating that many older people are more alarmed by the prospect of running out of money than dying are less surprising. For WYPR and my esteemed producer Bob White, I'm Aniban Basu.